Appendix E, Logstat, and Perstat Reporting. This appendix describes the Logstat and Perstat reports used by units operating within the core and division areas. The reports are used to identify each unit's specific logistics and personnel requirements. Logstats are a snapshot taken in time. Logstat reports account for each unit's specific requirements based on task organization, equipment density, and assigned mission. They include the unit's on-hand stockage levels and what the unit expects to have over the next 24, 48, and 72 hours. The reports must be detailed enough to be useful, but simple enough for everyone to prepare and understand. Logistics reporting can easily become an overwhelming task for the staff and result in information overload for battalion and brigade commanders. Reports may be in different formats, but every leader must know the status of equipment and on-hand supplies, particularly of ammunition, food, water, and fuel. In order to provide support, BSB commanders, in conjunction with the Brigade S4, use the Logstat report to coordinate with supporting and supported units. The Logstat report enables the higher command and support units to make timely decisions and prioritize, cross-level, and synchronize the distribution of supplies to sustain units at their authorized levels. The Logstat report is an internal status report that identifies logistics requirements, provides visibility on critical shortages, allows commanders and staff to forecast future support requirements, projects mission capability, and informs the COP. This report provides planners at the battalion and brigade levels with the information necessary to forecast future support requirements and coordinate appropriate resupply to maneuver forces. Accurately reporting logistics and Army health system support status is essential for keeping units combat ready. Brigade SOPs establish report formats, reporting times, and analog and digital redundancy requirements. Units must also establish and rehearse effective primary, alternate, contingency, and emergency communication plans with task organization changes. The Logstat report is the primary product used throughout the brigade and at higher levels of command to provide a logistics snapshot of current stock status, on-hand quantities, and future requirements. It is a compilation of data that requires analysis before action. Providing the commander a listing of numbers with percentages and colors is useless. The commander requires analysis of the data and a recommendation for action. The brigade commander's preferences and the mission determine what the Logstat report looks like and what it contains. The report is customizable to the commander's preferences, and units do not necessarily have to produce Logstat reports from a logistics information system. The format presented to the commander must be easy to understand and act on. Timely and accurate reporting. Planners base the data collection for the Logstat report on operational and mission variables and should not overwhelm subordinate units with submission requirements. A report that grows too cumbersome will overwhelm staffs and fail in a high operational tempo. It is important the brigade standardizes the Logstat report throughout all units and that each unit consistently provides input, regardless of their level of support. The Brigade S4 decides the Logstat report format, ensuring the data the BSB requires is included. In some cases, a higher echelon S4 will determine the report format. It is important to note that the brigade tracks the higher echelon requirements as well as any specific brigade commander requirements. The brigade and battalion S4s should ensure the data requested is sufficient to answer applicable commanders' critical information requirements. Some possible details to include in a Logstat are gallons of fuel on hand and projected usage, Class 1 and water status, changes to anticipated expenditure rates, Class 5 status, and any incident having significant impact on the operational capability of a logistics unit or the logistics posture of any tactical unit. Capturing the status of weapons systems and critical equipment is also necessary. Some commanders track special event meals or the status of critical low-density equipment. The battalion must clearly define the reported metric criteria, such as percentages or colors, and define them in the unit SOP. Typical reporting metrics include cases, number of items, gallons, liters, and other specific metrics. The BSB may include information such as logistics information systems connectivity status, route and transportation node status, and distribution platform capabilities. The frequency of Logstat report submission varies. Units often complete the report twice daily, but the commander may require status updates more frequently during periods of increased intensity. Reports relayed via near real-time automation, if available, provide the commander with the most up-to-date data. The organization's battle rhythm is critical when considering report cutoff times, as-of times, and reporting times. Automated feeds will offer near real-time data, but if a unit is consolidating information manually, it will have to determine cutoff and reporting times to synchronize with the rest of the brigade. If logistics updates are part of the brigade commander's daily battle rhythm or part of an update briefing, the brigade should make logistics reporting times as current as possible for these events to provide the commander with the best status. It is also important to allow enough time to analyze the data in order to provide the commander with a considered recommendation on future courses of action. The BSB must be mindful of internal and external stockage of supplies and their accurate reporting. Unit on-hand supplies are those items for BSB internal consumption. Supply point items are those items that are for distribution to the maneuver brigade, including resupplies to companies in the BSB. It is important the BSB S4, S3, and SPO officer account for these two groups of supplies separately to ensure the accuracy of the reports. Logistics status report flow. The command relationship of units within the brigade determines who reports to whom. Although the unit SOP should address how attached or OPCON elements within the brigade report their log stat, mission orders must delineate relationships and establish reporting requirements. Normally, logistics reporting parallels logistical support responsibility, but the requirement may change throughout the mission. Lack of clarity could result in a unit getting too much or not enough of a critical class of supply or the unnecessarily tasking of valuable distribution assets. Leaders at all levels analyze the logstat report and forecast requirements based on current balances and upcoming mission requirements. Once logistics information is gathered, a leader may cross-level materiel within the organization. For example, a unit first sergeant would cross-level supplies within a company, and the battalion S4 cross-levels supplies within the battalion. The battalion S4 submits a consolidated logstat report to the brigade S4. The brigade S4 receives the logstat report from all subordinate units. The brigade S4, with the brigade executive officer's concurrence, determines which units receive designated supplies and shares that information with the BSB SPO officer. The BSB SPO officer acknowledges required supply actions per the Brigade S4, synchronizes distribution, updates the supply point on-hand status, forecasts resupply requirements for the brigade, and plans resupply. The section updates the logstat report with the BSB supply points adjusted balances and additional or new forecasted requirements. The BSB SPO officer forwards the entire report to the Brigade S4 and provides a courtesy copy to the supporting DSB SPO officer. Appendix E in the print version of FM40 provides examples displaying the logstat format minimum requirements. Commanders may add unit-specific information based on type of unit, on-hand equipment, type or phase of an operation, mission requirements, and commander's requirements. Per-stat reports account for each unit's personnel and are a snapshot taken in time. Appendix E in the print version of FM40 provides examples of per-stat format minimum requirements. Commanders may add unit-specific information based on commander's requirements.